Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Monday. Welcome to 105.1 The Fan's Afternoon Show. It is me, Isaac. No Big Sook. He is out all week. Homeboys in Portugal. Must be nice. Big radio money. And in the control room over there, it is the lovable little Mariner Gremlin. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Schultzy. How you doing?
Feeling good.
Are you okay? You holding up okay?
I'm all right. What a weekend. What a Friday and a Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I just don't really know. I'm kind of like in my feels right now, really, just because I'm on the verge of seeing, okay, they could maybe take a 2-0 lead and be huge favorites to go to the World Series, or kind of be on the rails, taking it back to Seattle. But I'm feeling good, Rob. It's good to see you. And damn, I'm excited. I know that.
Well, I gotta say, yeah, I can tell you're excited.
Obviously.
And I should say this. You know, if there's ever a perfect week to have Schultzy on our show, it's this one. Okay, because one, Sook's overseas, so he can't be your Biff Tannen over there. He'll leave you alone this week. And the Mariners are in the ALCS. I don't know how many of you know that. But the Mariners are in the ALCS, already up 1-0 on the Jays. Ooh. Damn, he about blew that. Sorry, listen,
okay.
I have a pledge to you listeners out there. And it is that we will not overwatch the Mariner game on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to be careful.
I will keep my reactions off the mic.
Although that was a big play. At any rate, so they're headed to the bottom of the third. So the Mariners are up 1-0 in the ALCS. They're already up 1-0. After that magical Friday evening in Seattle.
Insane.
They've already flown to Toronto, won the first game. And they were up 3-0 in the first inning, thanks to Julio Rodriguez 3-run home run here today. But they have since blown that lead, thanks to Logan Gilbert. It is now 3-3, and nice diving catch in center field by the Jays with a couple runners on. Dalton Varsho, I think, out there.
Yes, sir. One of the hottest hitters for the Blue Jays during their playoff run as well.
Yeah, with two outs, Mariners had a chance to played a couple more, but he makes a diving catch, so they're going to the bottom of the third, tied 3-3. Anyway, the Mariners are in the ALCS. Possibly by the end of the week, we will know if they will be in their first ever World Series. For those that don't know, the Mariners have never even been to the World Series. It has never happened. So, you know, look, we do sports radio because it's fun, okay? I mean, it's fun. That's it. At its core, we're all sports fans, and at that core, are our hardcore sports allegiances. For me, it's the Jayhawks and Royals. You guys know that. for those that listen to the show. And for Schultzy, it's the Mighty Mariners. And I just love the raw emotion of a real fan in real time watching his or her team on a run. The Mariners have a little bit of Team of Destiny feel to them. They do. And it's why we're fans. And all those years of agony for you and all the other Mariner fans out there, they're finally paying off. It reminds me of a quote, and I texted this to John Sicanic the other night. And it's a very wise man who once said, "I feel so bad for people who don't love sports. They never experience the thrill of maybe being happy once every 20 years."
I love that. It's so true.
Yeah. But for the Mariners, for you, Schultzy, all of you, Mariner faithful out there, it's the 20th year. And no better fella to have here on the program during it all, win or lose, than the lovable little Mariners gremlin, Jordan Schultz. So, Schultzy, thank you for giving that to the show this week. I know it's hard for you probably to be working and watching. This is what it's all about. Let's have a week. Go sports.
Hell yeah. I couldn't sleep very well last night because of the excitement. Like, I'm excited to be in with you this week. I'm excited to watch this on the air. I don't want to be too nostalgic, but like, Rob, this is a show I have listened to for so long with you and Souk, and it is honestly a privilege, you know, as we're looking for a producer, of course, here at The Fan for this job, like, just to even fill in and be on during, you know, this time that is, as you said, historic for Seattle, only the third time that they've even been to the championship series in their history as a baseball franchise, so... It's just very special. My dad always said feast or famine, you know, and I just feel like this is kind of the week of the feast, and I'm going to try to enjoy every single minute with you, brother, and hopefully seeing me freaking out and watching Mariners home runs over and over again. Okay?
Can't wait. I can't wait. Watch the YouTube stream. That's where it's at this week. Schultzy watching his M's. So I think we got, game three. So they're going back to Seattle. Game three and four, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Game five, if necessary, is Friday, and then they'll travel back to Toronto. If it goes back to Toronto, it would be game six on Sunday. And I would imagine game seven would be, if they need it, a week.
Monday, yeah.
A week from tonight.
Actually, my wife, we were planning, if the Mariners were the home team for the ALCS, my wife already has a work trip in a hotel room up in Seattle that night. So it was like, could this work out? But, you know, it didn't happen that way. But hopefully they just ouched the Jays in five or six. So we don't even have to worry.
Well, it was looking good there for a bit. I mean, you got to be honest. See, this is how irrational fans are. Yeah. And you go on these irrational roller coaster rides. Be honest, when Julio Rodriguez hit a home run in the first inning and they're up 3-0, you're thinking sweep, right?
Yeah, there was a comment on the YouTube for Happy Hour that said heaven on earth on Fox right now from a Mariners fan, and that described perfectly how I was feeling. I was like, yes, this team is owning the Blue Jays. We're going 4-0 and we're going right to the series. I did have that thought.
Well, it is kind of funny how, you know, it's just one game, and so it's like I said, it's not rational, but I was watching that game last night going, this is the Blue Jays?
Right.
You know, I was looking at that going, this is a huge indictment on the stupid Yankees. How the hell did they let this lineup score 500 runs on them?
It's the beauty about the playoffs, right? Especially, Rob, in a five-game series is anything can happen one at-bat to the next. And, you know, mid-guys like Varsho are stepping up hitting 500.
Well, I know, but you watched their lineup last night, and it was just listless. And you're like, outside of Vlad Jr., you're like, what?
Well, can you give a little credit, please, to Bryce Miller, pitcher for the Mariners?
Oh, he had totally.
The highest velocity of his career and sacked up and had the best start he's ever had in the major leagues.
That's what I was getting at, is that it's not about Toronto sucking. You know, we know Toronto's good.
Of course.
It's about, that's how good the Mariners pitchers are, is that, you know, Blue Jays, you know, they hammer the Yankees, and they're good hitters. I mean, you know, look, I don't want to make it sound like I'm just saying, this is irrational fan at work, when your brain, you watch one game, and you're like, oh, this team, Toronto,
king of the world.
How are they even here?
Yeah.
This team sucks. Who the hell is Lucas and Barringer? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Varsho. You know, you look at it, and that's just because, you know, the Mariners pitching shut him down. But at the same time, I mean, the Mariners pitching is badass. And so maybe it is, you know, and then you get up 3-0 in game two, and you're like, wow, you know, maybe the Mariners are just that much better. World Series, here we come. But anyway, Irrational fan thinking aside, let's just enjoy it, okay?
I appreciate you.
3-3, bottom of three. Souk's out. Yeah, bottom of three, sorry. I was thinking it was just the second.
Honestly, this game has been going so slowly. Yeah. It's dragging.
Yeah. This is what I like. I love playoff baseball, man. Well, we've got a lot today. Souk's out all week. Okay, so we know that. I've never really had, I don't think, we've been at this a long time, I don't think I've ever had a longer set of notes of things to talk about. I'm not kidding.
I love that.
Well, usually Mondays, you know, I mean, we're perennially behind the clock on Mondays because we just have so much to talk about, and Souk has hot opinions, and we tee him up, and we talk, and we have a great time, and then, you know, a lot of times that stuff can linger all the way till like Wednesday, and then on Thursday you turn the page to the weekend, you know.
Then you still have stuff left over.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But dude, I mean, my notes are, I'm not going to get to all this today. Here's what I can promise you that I'm going to try to do. Okay, only try. So we're going to start with the humbling defeat at Autzen Stadium.
Ooh.
So I want to get in as much Mariners as we can, but we're going to start with Oregon, Indiana. So that's next segment, okay? That I can guarantee. Okay, then you have two more coaches who lost to Oregon who have been fired. And not to mention, you have the weekend that was in college football. Kalen DeBoer, Steve Sarkisian, Lincoln Riley, all have huge weekends, okay? Then you have the NFL. And if you had Mike McDaniel as the first NFL coach fired, rip up that ticket. You lost. Seahawks win. I mean, we just have so many things to get to. I can't even begin to describe. The weekend was great. Dusty was asking me, he said, what'd you do all weekend? I said, dude, I did nothing. My wife was bouncing around all over town doing wife things.
Yeah.
And I just sat at home. I don't think my car moved all weekend.
Isn't that nice, though?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like every waking minute, there was something cool in sports to watch. It's not always the case, you know. Sometimes I'm out golfing. I mean, it was raining, too.
Oh, yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday was worse. It was a mess.
Yeah. Were you down at the naked bike ride?
No, I was having pizza.
The naked bike protest?
I was farther away than I would be usually in Wilsonville. I was down in Salem having pizza with my dad and my family and wife. So no, thank God. I didn't see any crank or unwanted hoo-hahs.
Whoa. Whoa.
Just saying.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just saw the... it's weird. Do you ever scroll through the photos of stuff like that?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why.
You can't turn away from.
Yeah, is that what it is? Like, I kind of hate myself for that. But they post the picture. You know, the TMZ had it. They were covering it. They were like,
no way.
Portland had the naked bike ride, an emergency naked bike ride to protest all the stuff going on at the ice building. So they got naked and rode down there. And it looked like there was a lot of people. But every time the World Naked Bike Ride happens, they post photos. And I just kind of, I think part of me is, half of me is looking for people that I know.
Yes, love that.
And I'm just saying, oh, I didn't know, you know, Dusty Hera liked to get naked and ride his bike. But, you know.
Is that Brandon Spray?
Is that Spray?
What the hell? Nice ass, buddy.
And then the other part of me is just looking at, you know, what's going on? Like, you're right. It's like a train wreck. Like, what are they?
Do you look for the kinds of people that do that? Because
yeah, well,
I always
mean.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are there any, like, is this like, models that we see on, like, you know, all the match shows on Netflix, like, you know, Love is Blind, or is this the the usual protesters that we see?
Not a lot of hot bodies down there.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, I don't know. I wasn't down there either, Schulte.
Good.
I was home all weekend.
Don't you live near there?
Yeah. Yeah, I just live up the street there.
I used to too. No thanks. I'm glad I don't
anymore. Well, anyway, we'll get to more of that on In the News, but we have a very busy radio program here on a Monday. So let's start with, Indiana, they did it. I didn't think they would do it, but they did. A humbling defeat at Autzen Stadium. We'll get to that next on 105.1 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, Oregon lost Indiana 30-20. And it didn't, dare I say, it didn't even feel that close. Oregon, let me ask you this. Was that the worst performance of the Lanning era?
Yeah, for me, that trumps the Washington game. And frankly, I mean, with the college football playoff last year for Ohio State, you know, it sucked, but like Ohio State's really, really good. This is a game that I think you should have won coming in. So for me, yes, but I understand why people wouldn't say that.
Well, there's a couple things. One, you're right. If comparing it to the Ohio State game, you know, that's talent rich Ohio State. They ended up being one of them. They won the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, my God, that could be one of the best championship teams we've seen in the last 15, 20 years. Now, granted, you already beat them once this last year.
A lot of NFL talent, a lot of people saying.
Yeah, so is it better to get pounded, which the Ducks, I mean, come on, they got pounded.
Oh, yeah.
And some of it was the layoff, but come on. Ohio State, they just kicked your ass. Is it better to lose to the talent like that or lose a close game at home to a team where you seemingly have the better talent, although they got some studs at Indiana, and we knew that. But, I mean, come on, Oregon should be better across the board. Which is worse? And then, you know, you brought up the Washington loss, and a couple of those Washington losses, they were all, I mean, three of them, weren't there? Or two?
Oh, two. God. Two.
Yeah, two.
They got over the hump the third time.
That's right, they beat them.
Yeah.
Those were really close. The second half against Oregon State in 2022,
mm-hmm.
where I believe they didn't throw a pass and still came back and beat you, that was bad. But this, I don't know. This might have been the worst performance of the Lanning era. It was bad. Outcoached, outplayed. You know, when you lose the battle along both lines of scrimmage, it's amazing how much worse your coaches look. So I know there's a lot of chatter today about Will Stein and maybe even Dan Lanning to some extent. The offensive line wasn't very good. Indiana was playing downhill all game. And bigger than that, they confused the hell out of Dante Moore. I mean, so the complaints about the offense, to me, would be more how they handled what Indiana was bringing to the table defensively. You know, we talked about it with Lanning on Thursday. Suk said it all last week. Indiana brings complex pressures. They play a very, well, again, for lack of a better term, complex defense. And a lot of times it isn't what it seems. They show you one thing and it ends up being another. Oregon knew this and yet handled it. And coming off a bye, they knew this and yet handled it quite poorly, considering how good we know this coaching staff is. So is that more on Will Stein? Is that more on Dante Moore? Could Stein have done more to help Moore? I mean, he certainly tried. You know, I thought Will Stein schemed their first touchdown, the one over the top. I thought that was really nice. But could he have done more to help Dante Moore in game? Maybe so. I don't know. That's the beauty of what Indiana does, man. They like that's as well coached of a football team as I've ever seen. It really was a masterpiece, and they had Moore's brain going screensaver for most of that game. And a lot of that is just on Dante Moore. I don't know. In the end, Oregon got outcoached. They did. And Lanning even admitted that. And that's maybe the most shocking part of this, is that's what we didn't see coming with Dan Lanning and his staff, is a game like that. And remember, too, I mentioned Oregon coming off a bye. So was Indiana. And with a team that runs what they run, perhaps coming off a bye for them gives them more time to fine-tune the brain trip to Dante Moore. I don't know. I do feel like, based on specifically what they do, giving them more time to prepare is a bigger advantage than some teams coming off a bye. So the question becomes, do you want to see Indiana again? I mean, it was a close game, but ooh. I don't know. I mean, we shouldn't overreact. Oregon is going to be fine. They're probably going to be in the playoff. So will Indiana. You want another crack at those guys? You want another crack at that? I don't know, man. That leaves some doubt in my mind.
I would actually like to see Oregon face off against them, because there's questions that I have, not only about like the coaching staff that you were talking about, Rob, but kind of coming in. We saw, I think it was the second holding penalty on the offensive line for Oregon, Alex Harkey in particular, one of the tackles, man, he just almost looked like effort after he got that penalty. And it just made me wonder what the level of preparation for Oregon truly was. And, you know, this particular week, questioning whether the guys bought in or not. Dante Moore from play one was sacked, right? And you ask, well, you know, did Will Stein not do enough? I asked Dusty Hare on the postgame show this weekend, Rob, like, Will Stein was trying to get Dante Moore, you know, out in different looks. He moved him out to the pocket. He was rolling out. He looked for runs. He just got sacked way too many times. Like, they did so much on the defensive end for Indiana to take away what Oregon does well. Dante Moore usually leaves a guy to spy and takes away a guy from their coverage in the passing game because he can run. On top of that, they've got great running backs. None of that was working for Oregon. Kenyon Sadiq didn't get involved, and credit to Indiana for that, but I really do question some of the players' efforts, and if they were truly, like, ready mentally for the game. Well, and listen, then I go to the coaching staff and wonder.
Okay. Well, the idea that a team wouldn't be ready to play, I just don't. I think that's fan narrative. I think that's dumb.
Okay.
I think what you saw was what I just said, is you saw first of all, you saw an offensive line that was not doing well. I mean, it wasn't the worst performance of all time. They weren't just being steamrolled.
They were overmatched, though.
They did not play well. And then you couple that with a quarterback whose brain is scrambled. And a lot of that is what Indiana does. That's what they do. And so, again, I go back to it. I think the question is, you know, if you gave Will Stein truth serum, because we remember in sports, we just can't ever throw anyone on our team ever under the bus. We won't do that. But if you really had a truth serum and you handed it to Will Stein, he would say, look, I prepared him as well as I could possibly prepare him. He didn't handle it well. Or is Dante Moore going, well, I don't think the coaches really prepared me very well for that. I would imagine that, you know, look, the Ducks just got Indiana'd. It wasn't about their effort. You always look a step slow when all of those things happen, where your lines aren't holding up, your quarterback is second guessing or not seeing what's there. All of that makes you look flat. It makes you look confused. It makes you look listless. So I don't think it's an effort thing. They just got Indiana. They got outcoached. Kurt Cignetti is awesome. Awesome. With a capital A. And you saw that play out in that game. You know, the thing is, that game was tight. It, you know, it kind of doesn't feel like it because one team was clearly better. But it was 20-20 with 7 minutes left in the game. You missed one field goal. You lost the turnover battle. And that's two games in a row now that have come down to the wire. You won one, you lost one. That's kind of how it is. Regroup, move on. It's all right in front of you. The thing I would say about this team, and if you really want to, it's not nitpick, it's just like raise a question about Oregon that still needs to be answered, is they have great depth, but it's young, and not sure that they have enough of the top-end difference-maker players yet who can bail them out when you get in a game like that. Okay, that ESPN just did a ranking of the top 10 offensive and defensive players in the country. True difference-maker players, Oregon had none of them. So if you want the biggest prize, and that's what Oregon is in this for at this point, they've risen to that level where you're competing for championships year in and year out. Remember, Ohio State last year probably had three in that group alone. Miami this year has at least three, maybe four. Oregon doesn't have that, at least not yet. They can develop that. Again, a lot of these guys are young. DeCorian Moore looks promising, certainly Dante Moore, but, you know, I think that's a fair question, more so than effort or, you know, lack of heart or anything. They just got beat, man. And I think the stunning thing, which leaves us looking for answers, is how they just got. We just think so highly of Dan Lanning here and Will Stein here, probably one of the best offensive coordinators in the country, if not the best. We're stunned that they were outcoached in that manner. I mean, nothing they did worked.
It's shocking to even hear that, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, to your point, it's like, dude.
And it's Indiana. It's not like you're getting out coached by freaking Kansas. I mean, Lance Leipold, the genius that is, right, Schulte?
I get it. Yeah. But you're looking, it's like, who can out-prepare, you know, the other after seeing it on film? But it just looked like Oregon wasn't even close, not even in the same realm. And not just Dante Moore, but on the defensive end, it looks like they got beat too. Like, I don't know.
I don't think the defense was horrible.
No. They probably played more of a normal game than the offense, frankly. I don't want to get into the fan narrative, but it just, I don't know if it was because Indiana, it just maybe discouraged the players a little bit more, but I saw a lot of listlessness, and you might be right, Rob, that might just be from, you know, people seeing from the start of the game and not able to buy in because, oh, this is who we're playing.
Well,
oh,
I think that's the chess match. I think, you know, just talk to football people, listen to football people talk about what happened in that game, and that's your answer, not... Yeah, because I think sometimes fans go down those roads because they don't really understand maybe what's happening out on the field. And they don't really understand why Dante Moore looked like that. Although he's a pretty calm figure, he's a pretty level-headed guy.
Well, and there was I saw mistakes, Rob. A lot of mistakes by the players. I guess that's
why.
Well,
of course. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But when you are when you're losing on both lines of scrimmage and Indiana is throwing stuff at you that you don't understand or that you're misinterpreting and you're not seeing what's out there, that's what leads to mistakes. By the way, the Ducks got a pick six in that game.
They did.
You know, I mean, that tied the game. They were right there. So I think we're making a little too much of this. I think you got to give Indiana credit. Oregon will be fine. That is a jarring and frustrating loss, but I don't think there's a bigger meaning in it that people are searching for. I just don't. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to win at Rutgers, and they may not lose again. That's the best team. Suk said it last week. He's right. That's the best team you're going to play all season, all regular season, right there. Now what you have to do is you have to root against Indiana, although I don't see where they slip up either, the way they look, and hope to get into that Big Ten title game. But as it stands now, and a lot can change, but as it stands now, boy, it looks like Ohio State and Indiana are on a collision course for that game. So and there are so many more things to talk about with regards to Oregon, Indiana, which we will get to coming up, but we got to take a break. Also coming up, two more coaches who lost to Oregon got fired. James Franklin is out and Trent Bray is out. And you know what's interesting is another one could be coming up because Luke Fickell in Wisconsin is coming to town on the 25th. Now, I was surprised that Luke Fickell didn't get fired after the Iowa loss this past weekend, but he didn't. And that's probably because Ohio State's coming to Madison this weekend. And it's like, well, you know, you don't want to put everybody in a bad spot with the number one team in the country coming there. But so it's possible that Wisconsin will have an interim coach when they come to Autzen. But it's just amazing. You know, Mike Gundy got turfed after getting blown out by Oregon. Now James Franklin loses, can't recover after losing to Oregon. And of course, we can't give Oregon credit for the Trent Bray firing. He hasn't beaten anybody. But two more coaches who lost to Oregon fired in the Penn State. We didn't think they would buy out James Franklin. So much money on the hook, but they did. So we'll get to all of that coming up. It is Isaac Sans Suk. Schultze is here with SportsCenter.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on The Fan, after stealing Game 1 of the ALCS in Toronto last night, the Seattle Mariners are riding high, right back at it this afternoon against the Blue Jays. For Game 2 in Toronto, right now, they're in the top of the fifth, tied 3-3. Julio Rodriguez leading off the game for the Mariners in the top of the first with a three-run bomb. And right now, it looks like the Mariners have two runs on. Randy Arozarena reaching on an infield single that the throw went into the dugout, so moved to Arozarena to second. Cal Raleigh now getting intentionally walked at first. It looks like there's going to be a commercial break because the Blue Jays are pulling Yesavage to go to the bullpen to pitch against Julio. Once again, a 3-3 tie. We'll update you once we get back here on primetime with the score there. NLCS also getting going later tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers host the Dodgers for Game 1. That's a 5:08 first pitch on TBS and HBO Max. You can hear that over on 910 ESPN Portland after the Mariners and Jays wrap up. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultze from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Curtain missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
The home of primetime with Isaac and Suk. Weekdays 3 to 7. The Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, the Blue Jays have gone to the bullpen in the fifth, and I gotta take this is another thing about the Blue Jays, and again I'm being irrational fan here because I am now all in on the Mariners, by the way. Have I professed that yet?
I love you.
I'm on
Thanks,
your
Rob.
Bandwagon, man.
Thanks, Rob.
Sorry.
Oh my God,
what'd he do?
Oh!
Describe what you're seeing.
3-run home run, Jorge Polanco,
oh,
to right center
let's
field
go!
Oh my
let's
God
go! Jorge Polanco cannot be stopped.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. I know we said we were going to watch the game on the air, but, Rob, that's huge, man. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm just glad your mic was on. That's great. So the Mariners now up 6-3.
Yeah, one out in the top of the fifth. Let's go.
They got that 3-run lead back. Polanco can't be stopped. And what I was about to say is these Jays relievers, I don't know about you, but watching game one, so Gausman pitched pretty well, and they pulled him. Every reliever that came in for the Blue Jays sucked.
Yeah, knock on wood, yes, they did. Oh, yeah.
And they weren't. They were bouncing it 5 feet in front of the plate. This Varland guy, he just gave up a 3-run homer. Like, again, I'm being an idiot fan here, but how are these guys in the ALCS?
So from what I've heard, Rob, outside of like Varsho, Guerrero, Springer, and then maybe Alejandro Kirk, the rest of their lineup is essentially career minor leaguers having great years. And then on the pitching side of things, no, the Mariners outduel them every stretch
of the
way.
Well, their pitching isn't that good. I mean, their second game, so they had time to set up their rotation, and they throw a kid today who has 3 major league starts?
Yeah.
That's it?
Going with the hot hand,
baby. That's what they have?
Yes.
Dude, give me the Mariners all day. Of course, that's easy to say, up 1-0 and now up 6-3 in game two. But
I can't even believe this right now.
Yeah, that's exciting. Polanco, man.
He might be. If they do, I don't know if they still give off an overall playoff MVP, but if they win the World Series, then he is the playoff MVP.
Well, they have 9 runs in the first 14 innings of this series.
That is correct.
He's responsible for 5 of them.
And then the last series, too, hitting the 2 home runs against people. Yeah, and then
the game winner. MVP!
Oh, my God.
All right, contain your little sports boner there, Schultz.
Let's get back to other stuff.
Yeah, let's get back to task at hand. Okay, so we're talking about Indiana, Oregon, and I want to read some text here. Okay, so I'm going to read just a little smattering of what's come in on the text line, and then we'll move on to a couple of other storylines from the game. A couple texts. Running the ball up the middle was working, and they went away from it. I don't know why. I will say this. It wasn't Will Stein's best game. There's no question about that. But they were. So if you look at Davison and Whittington,
yeah,
they were running it fairly well. Like they were averaging over 5 or 6 yards a carry, but they only got 13 total. And that's a question for Dan Lanning on Thursday. And I'm sure Schultz will ask him.
Well, I would love to. No, I did notice that Whittington specifically, it was on that first or second, I think it was the first drive where they went three and out. Whittington had a catch 5 or 6 yards up, you know, into where the linebackers were, was close to the first down. And instead of just going north to south, I heard Jorgie say it on the broadcast, he goes to the sideline. It's just those mental mistakes that we haven't seen from this team, Rob, just rearing their ugly head during this game.
Yeah. Another one says defense played good enough to win 100%. The offense lost the game. I think the biggest difference was they confused our quarterback and we didn't confuse theirs. This was an older quarterback versus a younger quarterback. That's from our buddy Potter.
Ooh, that's fair.
Yeah, I think that is fair for sure. Another one said Oregon's defense wasn't bad. Oregon actually ran the ball well. It was more about the issues Indiana caused in protection and Moore did not know what he was looking at. Yeah, I mean, I think we all watched and it kind of came away with that conclusion that I think you just got to give Indiana a lot of credit. I just think, again, it goes back to the question of what, with especially with a bye week to prepare for what Indiana does, there's enough tape on what they do. You know, how Oregon handled what Indiana threw at them was pretty puzzling. It just did not handle it well. And that goes back to, was it preparation? Was it more Dante Moore? Was it just Indiana's just that good and they kept switching it up on them? But you got to give, yeah, I mean, just tip your cap to Cignetti. As a Duck fan, here's another one, says, as a Duck fan, the team and fans overlooked Indiana. And they got out coached, and the Ducks lost fair and square. Okay,
I would.
You think
buy
they
that.
Overlooked? There's a lot of that. I don't know. Like somebody said, yeah, they said I agree with everything you're saying, but I do still wonder if Oregon took Indiana seriously enough. But what does that mean? Does that? I mean, the game was tied with 7 minutes left. Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean you would have been up three with 7 minutes? Like I don't. If you took them a little more seriously, none of that happens. I think that's a silly notion. If you took them a little more seriously, what? You get that fourth down on the first drive? I don't know. Someone's going to have to. It's a long game. And I do, you know, we do see teams take teams lightly and then they wake up and put their foot on the pedal. Indiana is not one of those teams. That's a top 10 football team.
Yeah.
So I do get why. Maybe Indiana across the chest as opposed to Ohio State could lull some to sleep. But believe me, this coaching staff, I mean, all we do is laud this coaching staff about how good they are at preparing, about coming up with a narrative to get a giant chip on their shoulder. And somehow this week against a top 10 team, that good, and Dan Lanning didn't do that? I don't know. I think it's just more about how they confuse the quarterback and what everyone knows Indiana does. Look, this raises another question, or maybe another topic about college football. I had this thought watching what Indiana win that game. I thought, you know, I think Indiana might be a precursor of what's to come in college football. You know, as Indiana is the first team to make us think in the college game that it's not all about talent. Now, it used to be, you know, like we've talked about this a million times, but, you know, the air raid, Mike Leach, Chip Kelly, these guys were innovators because they didn't have the elite talent. You know, they had to find a way to win games without the elite players. Well, Indiana is kind of the new version of this. As a matter of fact, just a couple weeks ago, we asked Joey Harrington this, and we kind of stumped him. We said, who is innovating in college football? Meaning, is it now just this race for NIL talent and that's it? Because it seems like everybody, that's kind of what it's come down to. There's no little engine that could that's doing something different and unique that's really hard to stop. There's none of that. Well, maybe it's Cignetti. Maybe it's what he is doing because, as Suk has been explaining for a while now, they have an NFL-style complex defense, and it's more for the quarterback to navigate, the opposing quarterback, Dante Moore. It's more for them to navigate because what they do is they move and shift and show you things that aren't there and disguise things. And this is what happens in the NFL every Sunday. You don't see it as much in college. Of course, there are practice time limits, and there's a lot of different reasons for that. But I do think Indiana might be a precursor of what's to come in college football. And as money moves into the game, teams are going to an NFL salary cap type of model. And I mean, we just talked about it on Friday with Oklahoma. The Wall Street Journal article pointed out that Oklahoma has modeled their revamp after the Philadelphia Eagles. They brought in an old Eagles executive. They're looking at their NIL money as more of a salary cap. And the Ducks do that too. I think a lot of them do that, but this one was just written about. And that what that does is it frees up the coach to get more complex in the X's and O's game, you know. And Indiana is having tremendous success with an NFL-like system and NFL-like defensive concepts. And you know there will be more because all sports copy other success. So as college football continues to morph more towards an NFL type of model, maybe that's the next innovation. Because, dude, that was good. I mean, we know Dan Lanning and Will Stein are good. We know that. And they threw up their hands and went, whoa, we got outcoached. I mean, Indiana has good players too, but a lot of it is what they run and what that does to you. I want to read some more texts. I do have some more here. And I want to talk about Cignetti. That guy's a great coach.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the experience on his end, but maybe that's what won Indiana the game. Hell, who knows?
Well, he has been at it a long time.
He's in 64, I think.
Is he 64?
Something like that. He's got 25 plus years on Dan Lanning in this.
And he's a little, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, you know, watching Lanning as a head coach, the guy's been sensational. At the same time, we as fans can sit here and see the learning moments, the teaching moments.
Yeah.
And one of them, of course, was the layoff going into the Ohio State game. One of them was that second half against Oregon State. It's not always losses, you know, but you know, and this was probably another one. You're right. He is a young head coach, and with that sometimes comes a little bit of a learning curve. You don't know everything. And Cignetti, yeah, I guess I didn't know that he coached at Alabama for so long. I was reading about Cignetti, of course, now that he's the king of college football for the time being. He coached under Nick Saban for a long time. And then just decided, you know what, I'm tired of being an assistant. I want to be a head coach. And he went to, like, Indiana University, Pennsylvania.
That's crazy that he, another Saban disciple. That to me is just nuts.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that is, how much of what he does you credit Saban. I mean, I don't know.
No, but his fingers being all over college football, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Don't even remember about that.
All right, so we'll get to some Cignetti talk and also the rest of college football. James Franklin fired. We'll get to that, as well as Oregon State losing Trent Bray. He has been fired as well. All coming up here on 105.1 The Fan. All right. Well, we are unpacking Oregon, Indiana. Although I do have to report to you that while we watch the Mariners here, and they are leading 6-3 in game two over the Jays, angry Yankee fan was just in the bathroom. Ryan Cooley, the little general.
Oh, yeah. I waved at him. He didn't look too happy in his office.
Well,
like, good job, Schultz. Like,
well,
yeah.
He's rooting for the Mariners because the Mariners are now America's team. Everyone's rooting for the Mariners. Well, I mean, if you think about it, you can't root for the Dodgers unless you're a Dodger fan. They're the same as the Yankees. And then you can't root for, I mean, it's the Canadian team. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I hate every Canadian right now except Josh Mailer.
Well, so. I like the Canadians. I'm not rooting for their team. Like, nobody in America is rooting for the Canadian team. And then you have the Brewers, who I would imagine a lot of the Midwest is rooting for.
Yeah.
But out West, come on. It's the Mariners, man. I think, I said this last week, we should be rooting for a Mariners-Brewers World Series.
Agreed.
And it might be that. I don't know. But anyway, Cooley was saying, he was insinuating that the Blue Jays scoring that many runs on the Yankees meant that they were cheating, a la the Houston Astros.
Wait, had their signs?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Trash cans, buzzers taped to the I mean, I don't know.
Bang.
Don't know. You tell me.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Anyway, I was like, dude, shut up. You're a Yankee fan. You got stop it.
How many championships do they have? Like, stop.
Stop it. Although it is rather puzzling. For as many runs as they scored against the Yankees, not looking as good against the Mariners.
Well, how good are the Yankee pitchers? I mean, resident Yankee fan Cooley wants to say that, like, the Yankees staff is at the level that Seattle's staff is, I'm sorry. Come on. Like, Rodon did good. You got, you know, Max Fried was a great offseason acquisition. Your guys' staff is good. I like Cam Schlittler. He throws 100. I think he's going to be like the next Paul Skeens, Jacob Mizorowski type. But come on. One to five. Well, the starting rotation's better for Seattle.
I think the point is that Yankee fan can't handle how badly they were bitch slapped by the Blue Jays. And it's great.
No, they can't handle logic or facts either.
It's great. All right, so Cignetti, I want to play something. Somebody, and I don't know who to give credit for this, but it was on, you know, internet. I want to play Cignetti postgame.
CBS.
No, I know, but I'm saying I don't know who to credit for this comment.
My bad.
And the comment was, this sounds like Mike Leach. This is very much a Mike Leach vibe here. So I want you to think about the great Mike Leach, okay? And now listen to Cignetti with that in mind. Tell me this is not Mike Leach.
Indiana has never beaten a top five team on the road. What just led to that statement win, Coach?
Wow, what a stat. Great team win, great effort by the players and coaches. You know, we had a great mindset coming into this, really believed it could happen. I'd won a couple great road wins the last three places I was, and I just kind of felt this coming in, and it's a good win for the program.
On your hand, you have the words attack, attack, attack. Your defense attacked. Dante Moore, how were you able to fight through the adversity and accomplish things that many have tried and failed to do?
Well, the defense did a great job putting pressure on them. They spit some runs out, but came through more times than they didn't. Offense was sort of hit and miss, but made some plays. Kicking game was really good. And at the end of the day, you know, we made the plays when we had to.
The adversity, the physicality of this team, do you think a win like this should silence all the doubters and all the haters out there?
I don't really care about that. I mean, you're going to have, you know, people that are supporting cookies over brownies all the time, right? It's part of the business.
I mean, is that not Mike Leach?
The cookies over brownies. And,
all of it.
Yeah, but just it was a Mike Leach feel from the start. And perfect wrap up with that little analogy at the end.
Yeah, his little, like his cadence, all of it. All of it just sounded like Mike Leach. Now, Cignetti's great. And he was definitely right about, so in the first half, there was that defensive PI on third down that wasn't called.
A big time miscall.
And dude, he was livid.
Yeah, he got a warning.
And I see, I mean, he was right. It's just that when I was watching him bouncing around over there, I'm like, man, I don't know if I can take this guy seriously. You know, he's like, he's mad dad that you sort of roll your eyes at, you know?
Yeah, old curmudgeon-y feel, but yeah, that's why.
But he's just kind of goofy looking, you know, he just looks like an old dad. Aw, dad. Stop it. He also has a bit of a, I hate to say this, he has a bit of a creep vibe to him.
Yeah, with the glasses. It just, he kind of looks like old white man in that regard. I hear kind what of. You're saying. Yeah, he is representative of the old white man, yes.
But damn, he can coach. Oh, all right, yeah. So we'll have more on him. We've got the stock watch coming up. So much to get to here as the Mariners. Did they score that last round?
They haven't scored it yet, but you will be surprised. Mitch freaking Garver.
Mitch Garver.
Garv sauce gets a triple.
When Mitch Garver is hitting triples, you know it's your year.
Missed a home run by that
okay.
Much.
All right, we'll be right back. Souk out on vacation. It's me, Rop. We got Schultzy. We're partying. Big sports night. Come right back here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.